increasingly your success in this country is predetermined by what family you were born to. That was not New Zealand, and it shouldn't be.
Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of My Kiwi Life. I'm your host, I'm your podcast host, Will Fleming, and I do thank each and every one of you who have travelled in, who have sat down, who have downloaded, and is ready to get some ponder on with me. Thank you for being here. Honestly, I do 100% appreciate it, and I won't ever stop thanking you, because this is a real buzz to be able to create weekly content that you guys enjoy, and hopefully we all get something out of it. I see that as the perfect scenario. So let's get straight into this week's guest on My Kiwi Life. She's a politician, and most of us would have heard of her if you're from New Zealand. And here's what I hope. Most of us think she's nice. She's what I would call the kind politician. Jacinda Ardern is my guest today. Here's the thing, though. Our chat is short and brief. We get straight into it. That's because I caught her on a very busy day. She was getting ready to go somewhere else. This is in the evening. So it's like it gave me a bit of insight into what politicians go through on a daily basis. It was pretty hardcore. She was getting ready. She was on the move, flying through, getting stuff done. But I like that. I took some lessons out of that, that it's okay to be busy. It's okay to be doing a couple things at once. I think where it gets a bit of a problem is if it's too much, and then you can start feeling the weight. And if I'm honest, maybe I'm putting myself in that zone a little bit. As you know, I have the vlog, I have the podcast, just started this new company called Moonsuit with some pals, so it's all on. But at the moment, I'm enjoying it. And here's my promise, like I always promise, I'll be up front with you guys. If I can feel I'm not able to get good content out, then I'll just pull back. And that's how I'll do it. But I had a breakthrough moment last week where I realized that my strength isn't in details, and it's not in quality, it's in quantity. I don't know what that means, but what I do know is that I'm asking everyone to be honest, so I need to as well. Okay, I'll do that. I just thought about reading you my bio. I've been working on a new bio, and we will get to Jacinda Ardern in a couple seconds. Basically, my bio, which is the first one I've ever written in this form, which is trying to be honest. Normally I write a bio and it's all about what people want to, what I think they want to hear from me. But this one is a little bit honest. So here we go. Here are some things about me. This is my bio. I'm a little bit lazy, but extremely driven. I love my family. I lack attention to detail, but always deliver. I want to be qualitative, but am more quantitative. I'm honest and mean well. So I think that wraps up me, basically. I think that summarizes who I am. It's interesting. Maybe try that for yourself. Write a little bio that is just for you, not for who you think you need to be to others. Anyway, I did say we're going to jump into it quickly, and then I started rambling. So here we go with this week's episode. Jacinda Ardern joins me, Will Fleming, via Skype on My Kiwi Life to ponder a bit of life, to shed some light on the people who are helping guide our country. You know, they're all hopefully trying to do the right thing, and I think it's up to us to try and understand them better and to have expectations on ourselves and them for moving our little country in the right direction. At the moment, I'm not sure. That's why I'm working this out on the podcast. Here we go, friends. If you're new to the show, thank you very much. You're in the right place. Enjoy My Kiwi Life. Jump back. Here's some of the backstory around the show. If you're a weekly listener, thank you. High fives to you guys. High fives to everyone. Hugs to you all.
My Kiwi Life, let's play the game of life today. My Kiwi Life, the ups and downs we live each day. This is my Kiwi Life. Oh, this is my Kiwi Life.
Hello, Jacinda.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Will's my name. Sorry about the technical dramas. This is very what do you call it? The people who are not professional. So that's me.
No. It's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine. Is it working on
your end?
It's working.
I'm recording you. I'm recording me. I'll only use the audio, so that's helpful.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to just take – if we're only using audio, I'll take this movie video screen off.
Cool. I just wanted you to see it's a real person, so you're like, you know, because I'm sure heaps of freaks are trying to do this stuff as well.
No, it's fine.
Sweet.
It's fine. I'd probably do interviews with them too.
Yeah, fair enough. And that's part of your game. It's like, and I guess we're starting to record. I try and keep everything so the audience 100% transparent, and they know all the pimples and stuff that go on as well, which suits.
You're not going to edit me if I make a real dumb comment or anything is what you're telling me, what you're warning me.
No, actually, you get full control. So if you say, "Will, I don't want that in there," I would 100% take it out because
kind.
I'm not looking for a scoop, and I feel like that's the change in the new media. You know, you have the old media.
Yeah, true.
And I often wonder what it's like for politicians today because everything's a soundbite and you have to make sure that you know News Hub and TVNZ are going to like pick that one bit, and if you stuff up a little bit, they're going to put that on replay and it's like turned into a gif. I mean,
pretty much.
So my first question is your whole day spent around just watching what everyone else is doing and making sure, you know, you don't kind of say anything wrong? Is it like that for you?
Oh my gosh, it's such a mixture. No day is the same, really. I guess if I were to give you an example today, I started the morning hosting a breakfast for the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation and receiving a petition to try and encourage government to increase the age of screening. From there, a bit of work trying to help promote Andrew Little's members' bill on healthy homes, because it's such a huge child poverty issue. A meeting with UNICEF, a catch up with the Ports of Auckland around the future of the port study, then down into the House to do, you know, question time and general debate. Tonight, I have an event with the Parliamentary Friendship Group with Japan, and then I'll be back down in the House again later on. So, you know, every day is very, very different. It's something that I love about this job. But equally, you know, there is an expectation, of course, that if you're a portfolio holder on an issue that you are an expert, that you don't make mistakes, that you be really robust and evidence-based. But we're covering a huge amount of issues constantly, and I think that's the thing that I'm super aware of, that every day we're commenting on issues that there are hundreds of experts on out there listening to you. Yeah. And so my concern probably is less about being caught out and more about making sure that we're credible, because we hold enormous power and we need to be credible.
Exactly. I mean, the cool thing for me is that here's what I think people miss, though. It's that they get the what they don't get is the time with you. So what we have now is just a very casual conversation. I'd like to think that, you know, the questions I will ask you, anyone from the street would ask you. It's just that those aren't the things we're trumpeting, and that you outlined your day and that it was just like a busy day. I think people can it was like my day, you know, my day started, you get the kids to school, done, everyone's happy.
Yep.
Then you get to work and you try and I'm in the creative field, so your brain's in full swing trying to get it done.
That is always a struggle, and I guess everyone has that experience in life and work generally. What do you prioritize and what don't you prioritize? And, you know, really early on when I first was in Parliament, you know, I said yes to everything. And I still have that natural inclination to say yes to everything, because there's no limit really to the job of an MP. You're meant to be advocate, representative, and so much of that is simply being available. So being everywhere all of the time. So really hard then, you feel like you're not doing your job if you turn down opportunities that are given to you to do that, because, you know, then you're missing that engagement. But at some point you do have to just recognize, look, preserving a little time just to be a human being, you're going to be better off in the long run doing that, because, you know, if you go to your sixth event for the day and you're tired and you're a bit grumpy, you're hardly doing doing yourself any good favors by being there. And, you know, so I guess that's a kind of struggle that everyone, I guess, has in increasingly busy lives. But I'd love to think that if we want a robust democracy in New Zealand, and obviously we do, people need to feel like they know their politicians. And that's what I think this kind of thing's all about.
Exactly. And, you know, I appreciate it because I can imagine that, and you've outlined, your day is full. And it's like to fit in, you know, things like this. I think these are the things that matter, you know, because the people that listen to podcasts, we're there while they're doing laundry and we're there while they're doing their dishes. Like a podcast is a perfect time just to like do those jobs
I listen to them and when I mostly when I walk. I think everyone these days has busy brains, you know, we're constantly you know, thinking, I cannot still my mind unless I do something like listen to a podcast. So when I walk to work, I listen to podcasts.
Awesome.
And awesome, awesome medium.
What's your podcast you listen to?
I really like, this is where I indulge some of my interest areas, I guess. I really enjoyed the First Serial podcast.
Nice.
I really like Criminal, which doesn't have that serial feature to it. I've been listening to Infomania and This American Life. A range.
Wow, cool.
A range of stuff.
What about like TV shows and that? What about like were you part of the people watching Making a Murderer? Because that was similar to a podcast. It was the same.
I haven't yet. Yeah, totally. I want to sit down and do that, but I haven't done that yet, probably because I know once I started like to watch it endlessly. You know, like I tried to watch Game of Thrones, just couldn't consistently stick with it. It was too much of a time commitment.
Well,
I get pangs of feeling left out, actually.
That's funny. And, you know, like it's like right now I'm thinking, wow, politicians, they watch TV too. It's like, you know, it's like we don't give you guys a chance to be human, you know?
Yeah, yeah. As you know, even I've loved television since I was a kid, and I think probably now, though, I don't get to watch that much of it, but it's still that thing. If I've had a really long or bad day, I'll watch mindless television for half an hour before I go to bed just to try and just detach, I guess, a little bit. And look, it's just such a human thing to do. So
exactly.
Yeah, I don't do it that often, and I don't watch serial stuff. But you know what? If I can watch a delayed episode of Married at First Sight, I'm gonna do that. I've missed two episodes. It's killing me.
Jacinda, part of this
I draw the line at The Bachelor, though. I just want that on the record. I absolutely draw the line.
Oh, you know, like I had a lot of heat the last Bachelor, Art Green. I had him as a guest and everyone was like, how can you have that? You know, you're telling us your podcast is about diving deep into life and working out what the heck is going on here, and you're having The Bachelor, you know, like the reality TV guy. And I said to these people, have you listened to it? Because Art talks like a real person, you know. He didn't get that chance on telly, but he was telling me about his first job, which was basically like putting signs up in urinals. And I mean, these are things that people forget, that when you're in the public eye like you are, that there's like there's still real life stuff. And I don't know why we do that to our public figures, why we expect that you can't have a break, why, you know, you can't have privacy. How does the privacy thing work with you, Jacinda? Are you able to like find that balance?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just accept that that's something that you forego a bit. But I don't mind. I mean, I draw the line a bit, you know, my family didn't ask to be in politics, and they didn't say it was okay to forego their kind of lives and things. So I try to draw a bit of a line around that. Yeah. But as for me, I mean, I don't mind that. You know, I remember thinking about that one day when I was in Grey Lynn and in a supermarket, and I was quite tired. So I remember I was kind of staring blankly at a row of muesli bars when someone came over and said, look, I really don't want to disturb you when you're clearly busy. And clearly what I was trying to decide was between yogurt or chocolate top. And he wanted to have a chat about actually a really important issue. I had no problem with that.
Right.
You know, you've got to, you know, we're meant to be accessible. And the fact that he felt like he could do that, I thought was a good thing. But perhaps it was because it was polite. You know, if someone wanted to harangue me, I might have felt differently about it. But yeah, it's just the nature of the job. And I don't feel it's not a grievance I have with politics at all.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's so many things because you just don't get a chance to sit down with the people who are in the zone of making and directing a country. You know what I mean? I know we all have our say, but there needs
we're to be – We're less at the front of the orchestra. We're more the guys with the brooms cleaning up around the edges.
But, you know,
but I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's all these things like I should have wrote them down, but that's not how I roll. One thing I wanted to ask you was this idea of getting into politics and
yep. –
You know, now that you're in there, you're seeing what's going on. Is it how you expected? Because I can imagine, and this is only an imagined scenario, that it's like me looking at it. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, it seems like there's hard work and, you know, mm-hmm. you're doing this and you have to be available. Yeah, that sounds like me. I'll give it a go. How the real life versus what you thought it would be, how do they equal up?
Yeah, well, I guess I was lucky in the sense that I'd spent, even though before I came into Parliament, I came from working overseas. Before I went and did that, I had been in this place for 3 years working for different ministers, and that was a brilliant experience. It meant, though, that when I came in, I really felt like I had a bit of a grasp of some parts of the job. I knew, having watched ministers, I knew what a commitment it was. I knew what the machinery was like in government. I knew where the bathrooms were in Parliament. You know, these were things that not everyone even knew. The thing that you can't, that I didn't, of course, or I couldn't get a sense of from being on the other side, was what it would feel like. And I certainly came in having doubts. And I think anyone who comes in and has no doubts probably doesn't know what they're getting into. But the thing that I couldn't anticipate was, you know, the anxiety you get when someone from a newspaper calls, not really knowing what the issue is going to be about and what they might spring on you, or the fact that actually you can get called any time of day and you constantly have to be aware that that might happen. The fact that you do get watched and people kind of wait for you to make mistakes, it's just the nature of politics. All of that stuff does leave you with this, I guess, a bit of political anxiousness, if I'm going to give it a term.
Right.
And you can't anticipate how that feels. But you also can't anticipate the good stuff, you know, the little things that you can do for people at a micro level, and how good that can feel. You can't predict that either.
Yeah. Almost feel like a little bit guilty, you know what I mean? If I think about my day and I'm like, man, that was a tough day to get through. I made everything work. And then I think about your day and it's not even over yet, you know. After this, I get to go home. You've got more stuff to do and then you've got to do that again tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
tomorrow.
Really like swatting for an exam. It is kind of never ending. But you know what? I have a theory that, but you know, most of us, we all have stress cups, and no matter what role we're in, you know, we're going to fill it. So when I worked at a fish and chip shop, you know, there were days when people just gave you a really hard time. You know, I'd go home probably feeling the same as I do. You know, it's just like your scale changes. But I'd never want to diminish or trivialize the fact that, you know, that as humans, we all have human experiences that are equally tough in different ways, different roles that are tough. So, I don't think politics has, you know, any higher claim to anxiety and stress than any other occupation, I guess, to a degree. Yeah.
That's awesome. And some of the guests I have, I like to try and work out, like, when things are going bad for them, what's the strategies they use? And I guess why I'm asking that is this podcast is called My Kiwi Life, and I'm trying to work out, you know, what's it all about. And I think the way to do that is just through conversation, talking with people from different backgrounds. You know, I've had scientists, I've had professors, and, you know, now politicians. And I'm just trying to see what's the through line that everyone can agree on. So just in the when things aren't working, you know, really good for you, are there strategies you use to just like, maybe it's just having some time out, or maybe it's, I don't know if you guys have deals with like therapists and that. I mean, I know, and I don't mean to put you in that position.
We don't. Gosh, imagine that if we did, we'd all be on the couch.
Yeah, but that's probably not the worst thing, you know, like if we said as a society, it's okay to sometimes be vulnerable. Like,
absolutely. And I almost feel like actually there's a different form of politics now where you see a bit more of that vulnerability coming through, and that's a good thing. You know, I think in the past, you know, we left very little room for human emotion in our politics. And, I think that has changed a bit. But
God, I'm probably like everyone else. If I have a bad day, well, not everyone, but my way of dealing with it is to have a chat. You know, if I can talk through with someone close to me who I trust, so usually the poor old same suspects get hit up, I just need to talk something through. And usually it's to get perspective.
Right.
Now, one problem with the Wellington bubble is that it will feel like the biggest deal in the world, the biggest issue in the world. You'll feel like everyone will have seen it. Everyone's seen your mistake or knows what you've done.
Right.
Actually, sometimes it takes me just going back to Auckland to realize that actually not everyone even noticed that. It wasn't if it wasn't the biggest deal in the world.
Jacinda, you have to go, right? Because we kind of like...
Am I cracking up a bit, Will? Sorry, I couldn't hear you just said, am I cracking up a bit on you?
Yeah, but that's all right because you have to go. So I could probably...
I'm moving downstairs, so that I thought I'd just walk and talk, and that's obviously what's cracking up.
That's all right. This is, like I said, this is real life. You know, we're not cutting this
out.
People got to move sometimes.
Paddy Gower, you can hear in the background doing a live cross.
That's awesome. It's like we're right there with you.
You're right there.
And you just tell me when you have to go. Like, I'll talk until you say, that's it, I've got to go do my thing, and then we'll wrap it.
Cool.
There.
I'm going to go and wait outside and just jump in the cab when I need to.
Sweet as. This is cool. We're on the fly. We're moving with you. So, Jacinda, I don't know if many people ask you this because – I don't know if it's trendy to talk about or not, but here's what I know. The people that listen to this podcast, the people I talk with, they like to just try and work out what the heck's it all about. So if you look at the plan for everything, take politics aside, what do you reckon like the essence of it all is? Have you kind of worked that out?
My guiding philosophy is just as humans, our job is to do the best one another and other humans as we can. You know, everyone's got their different road to travel and everyone's going to have different different journeys, but the one that common bond between us all should be our common humanity.
Yeah.
You know, I was brought up in a religious family, and I think probably that gave me quite a few philosophies that have stuck a bit. But now it's no longer my, you know, the old religious faith that I was brought up with, you know, isn't my fundamental guiding principle,
right.
But values around humanity and looking after one another are, and that's probably the essence of some of those old values anyway.
Yeah.
But that for me is, that's what I live by. Politics for me is a means to an end in achieving better outcomes for people and for humans.
Yeah.
But it won't be the only tool I ever use in my lifetime. But yeah, I think it's a pretty simple but good guide for life.
Awesome. And Jacinda, where's our little country going? You know, like I'm not sure the average Kiwi really understands that, and I'm included in that. You know, we're trying to work out, are we jumping into bed with America? Are we not? What's the history? You know what I mean? I feel like that we're just in a bit of a transition where the average Kiwi doesn't know where they really fit. You know, we're quite happy to cruise along with what's going on. What's the feeling you get from people?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that comes down to these different philosophies around, you know, what's the purpose of, you know, in all of that, and that big question, what's the role of what that government can play?
Yeah.
And actually the big difference between the political parties is whether or not there's a role for government to play as being interventionist or not.
Right.
And I believe we do have a job to do there. I'm not willing to stand back and just let the market determine outcomes for people. An economy should work for people and not be the master in those situations. And so that's the fundamental difference between political parties in New Zealand, whether or not government has a role to play in changing outcomes for people and for communities. Where are we going right now? I mean, unfortunately, I feel like we've lost that sense of community, that we have created lots of mechanisms for one reason or another of driven individualism. You know, we've got education that, you know, that is all paid for. We don't treat education like a public good. Increasingly, if you want decent healthcare, you have to pay. And increasingly, your success in this country is predetermined by what family you were born to. That was not New Zealand.
Right.
And it shouldn't be the New Zealand that we bring kids in. We have the room to turn that around, though. And again, I guess if we'll be a little bit political, I think that's the difference between the parties.
True that. And I think a lot of people share that view, but for some reason, maybe they just don't get out to vote.
I've just lost you again.
That's all right. We'll wrap it up there, Jacinda, because you're on the move, and that's cool. Thanks, Jacinda.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Bye. That's us. As you heard, Jacinda got a little bit cut off from me. She had to go, and fair enough. I was happy to be on the fly with Jacinda and being there, but thank you. And, you know, it was a nice chat. It was kind of like I would have preferred Jacinda to be in the studio with me, but I'll take people where they can give me time, you know? So if it's 15 minutes here and there with a guest, I'll do that, because it's about me and us just touching base with people. It's not always going to be a perfect scenario. So I have to get that out of my head. I've got to make it work. The deal is, life doesn't stop, so neither do all the other things we do. And I'm interested in just having this deal with you guys, where every week we got stuff on the fly. We're dealing with stuff together. We're pondering stuff together. So that's how I want this to go down. A couple thank yous. I'd like to thank podcasts.nz. That's Paul Spain and his crew. Good things happening, folks. I'm really happy to be on board with Paul Spain and the crew. Lots of new podcasts coming, and it's just the general good vibe of, you know, it's not this corporate landscape. Someone actually explained it to me the other day, and they said, no, it wasn't explained. Someone actually said online the other day, Gary V, I think it was, Gary V, Daily Gary, anyway, you know what I mean. He was saying that what's happening in the, you know, social media, YouTube, online content at the moment is we are television, but back in the 60s. And I thought that was an amazing insight, because really, it's at its infancy. So all this stuff is new. And that's why I enjoy it. It's new, it's current, it's different, and it requires us to be honest with each other. So on that note, be honest with someone, go give someone a high five, help someone out who needs a bit of help. Try your best not to be grumpy. And if you wouldn't mind, come back next week. We can do this all again. Goodness. Okay, team, if you can rate and review and share, that would be awesome, but you don't have to. I'm going to push through with the podcast anyway, and you can always count on me to be back every week.
Oh, this is my.